As the Bush administration works to investigate the terrorist attacks and mobilize military forces to strike back, the president finds only a bit more than half of his top political appointees in place. The White House has yet to name people to fill about a quarter of the top government positions. Dozens of other nominees are awaiting Senate confirmation. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that many vacancies are in agencies crucial to carrying out the nation's response to last month's terrorist attacks.
At the site of the World Trade Center cleanup, staffers from the Environmental Protection Agency are testing air and water samples for hazardous materials. They're also making sure that rescue workers are properly protected from harm. The process could go on for weeks or months, but the EPA office in charge still doesn't have a permanent head. Michael Shapiro has been acting administrator of the Office of Solid Waste and Emergency Response for the past 10 months. He says it isn't so much the ability to respond to the immediate crisis that's been affected, but how well the office can respond in the future.
The day-to-day operations go forward, and we can develop new ideas and certainly new options, but it's tough to develop fundamental approaches that would improve the organization.
And that's a problem in a lot of agencies. Key positions remain open even as the first year of the Bush administration enters its fourth quarter. There's still no permanent deputy administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration, no associate attorney general, no director of the National Institutes of Health, to name just a few. The lack of top appointees may not have impeded the nation's response to the terrorist attacks so far. Most jobs are being filled on an acting basis by career civil servants. But there's only so much they can do in these temporary roles, and the strain's expected to grow as the crisis continues. Jack Gansler held the number three job at the Pentagon during the Clinton administration. He was Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics for 6 months before his deputy was confirmed.
This put an enormous burden on me because I couldn't say to someone else, you handle these things and I'll take these other items, which may have been the priority items at the time.
Instead, Gansler says he spent long hours at night and on weekends dealing with paperwork and other relatively minor issues. He notes that the Bush administration still doesn't have an Undersecretary of the Air Force or an Undersecretary of the Army at a time when the workload at the Pentagon is overwhelming.
These are the very top people in a $350 billion institution that right now happens to be also at war, but also has to continue to run every day.
By all accounts, Congress and the White House have been working as fast as possible to move important nominees through the process. Right after the terrorist attacks, the Senate quickly confirmed John Negroponte to be UN ambassador, brushing aside concerns about his response to human rights abuses when he was ambassador to Honduras. Last week, the Senate confirmed 30 nominees, including the ambassadors to Indonesia and Tajikistan, and the new heads of the Army Corps of Engineers and the Federal Highway Administration. Paul Light of the Brookings Institution closely monitors the nominations process and says there's only so much both sides can do to speed things up.
Even if the United States Senate today or tomorrow or next Tuesday took every person that is currently in the pipeline and confirmed them instantly, the Bush administration would still be one quarter empty. And that's just the way the process is.
He says it's not easy to get highly qualified people to take these political jobs. And if they do, the paperwork and background checks could take months to complete, even in the best of times.
Imagine the worst possible circumstances under which to run a highly complicated presidential appointments process. That would be right now. Decision makers are preoccupied with obviously more important things. Every FBI agent alive and available is working on counterterrorism.
Indeed, the FBI confirms that agents normally assigned to do background checks have been pulled to help with the terrorism investigation. And those with jurisdiction over some of the most crucial appointees, such as the Senate Judiciary Committee, are also busy with terrorist-related legislation. Among those awaiting confirmation are 39 U.S. attorneys who will play a crucial role in local anti-terrorism efforts. Robert Litt is a former top Justice Department official. He says the current investigation is such a high priority, it will proceed at full speed no matter who's at the helm. It's other things that can suffer.
You still have your bank robberies, your stocks frauds, your tax frauds, your gun violations, your drug violations, and those still have to be investigated and prosecuted.
The Senate has confirmed 12 U.S. attorneys since the attack, and a spokeswoman for the Judiciary Committee says the panel will act as quickly as possible on other nominees. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.